You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to a very rainy day here at Drone You. Today's show, what happens if the rain has you down and you can't go to that job that was scheduled? Only on today's episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. Fortunately, it is not rainy here in Albuquerque, although we could use some moisture. I wouldn't be complaining if there was some rain outside, but that's okay. It'll come. This is episode 787, and we are glad that you are with us. Just so thankful that you'll spend a few minutes of your day with us, understanding that there are a lot of options and a lot of demands on your time. So thank you. Thank you for the questions. AskDroneU.com if you have one. Get them in. Get them in often like Ken does. Appreciate you, Ken. You keep those questions coming. And glad to be here.
Very excited to be here as well. Special thanks to our friends who have supported the show. And if you want to be like them and help support this show, become a member of the DroneU community where you'll have access to resources, PDFs, forms, 29 classes, poignant questions, and a community who will help to answer your questions, inspire you, and motivate you. Check it out. Turn your passion into profit today and join the DroneU community. Just go to droneu.education or thedroneu.com.
Hey guys, I had a question about cancellations due to weather or postponement of events. What happens if you are booked for a day of shooting and all of a sudden the weather gets bad and you can't shoot, or something happens where you are no longer shooting on that day? How do you go about collecting money? Do you charge some sort of cancellation or weather fee? I'm curious. I can't find anything online. If you guys could help, that would be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate the question. And again, AskDroneU.com. If you have a question, get those questions in. This is it's interesting. I've gotten a couple of emails to the support email about this question recently. Maybe it has something to do with weather back east or in the Midwest or something, and people are having things canceled. But I think number one, Paul, for me, this always comes back to having a good agreement and spelling things out very, very clearly in that agreement as to what the expectation should be in the event that there's a cancellation because of weather. Because if it's in there and they've agreed to it, then it really, there's no problem. They understand that those are the potential ramifications of weather. And most likely, they're not going to give you any issues at all. So then the question becomes, what do you put in the agreement? Right?
It does. Yes. And reminds me of our agreement that's coming out to the DroneU members here, just a general SUAS services contract. I reached out to a couple of DroneU elite pilots here at DroneU to say, what do you guys do? Because for me, I do my own thing because it works for me. As far as travel, I'm in my own unique situation, and what I do doesn't always work for everyone. So that's why I wanted to reach out to other people. But the way that I see it, Rob, is that you really got to break it down into two categories. Jobs that take place outside of a 100-mile radius of your current living situation, mm-hmm. or jobs that take place inside a 100-mile radius. Because jobs that are inside that 100-mile radius, it's very easy to get back out to those jobs. It's not a problem. It's as simple as saying in your contract, if the job is within 100 miles and there's a weather cancellation, we will reschedule within a 30-day period to go out there and do it again. But if you're outside of that 100-mile area and it's hard to predict the weather or something has happened, that's where you kind of get into the fuzzy, what's the right thing to do? So I reached out to a couple DroneU elite pilots. Anything that dictates travel is required, meaning mm-hmm. you have to take a flight, you have to book a hotel, you have to drive more than 100 miles. If there's a weather delay, what Vic does is he says, when I have a weather issue for a place I've traveled to, I charge for expenses, but not a fee for the weather day. Some charge a weather delay fee. So I don't think a weather delay fee mm-hmm. is going to show well to your clients, but I think it's okay. Very reasonable to say, if I travel somewhere and the weather sucks and I can't do my job, I'm going to need you to cover travel expenses to go back out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
And I think there's a couple of things that I would add. Number one, and this is something that's really important to us, particularly with some of the jobs that, because a lot of what Drone U does, what you do, is quite a ways from Albuquerque, speaking of your 100-mile rule, right? So in our agreements, we're very clear that if they cancel, because the reality is we have a pretty good sense of the weather coming in the next 24 to 72 hours, if not beyond that, but reasonably speaking.
You said hours, I said months.
Yes, I know. That's funny. That's funny. So anyways, we're going to let people know in our agreement that, look, if we have to cancel or if you have to cancel, keep an eye on the weather. We will as well. But within 48 hours, we need you to cancel outside of 48 hours before there's going to be any cost to you, because at that point we can generally cancel flights, et cetera, at least reuse that that flight and then reschedule with you. And number two,
another reason to fly with Southwest.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know, because they're not going to charge you generally. Maybe they will as well. But number two is we always get at least 50% up front.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons we do that, because if there's a cancellation, then we're not trying to hold anybody hostage, but everybody's more motivated, including us, because we're holding somebody's money. That's really important to us, that we deliver on that as quickly as possible. Everybody's motivated to reschedule and get that done and complete the job. So those couple of things are something that's really important to us and things that we include in our agreements when it comes to weather delays, weather cancellations, or for that matter, any other reason for cancellation.
Yeah, I think what you said is right on point, because if we can change the travel because we know the weather is going to be bad, it makes it very easy. Further issues really arise when you're on set. Like, you know, one of the caveats he had in his question was, what if you've already been working like part of the day and then weather kills it?
Mm-hmm.
For me, if I go out there and I start flying, that job day is covered. What we typically do, though, with trainings is that if we train for a half a day, that is considered, and then the weather shows up, that is considered still a full training day. We're not going to give you another half day because of the cost involved to go another day, travel, do all that stuff.
But at the same time, we're going to try to make it up to people one way or another.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Somehow.
But,
yeah.
You know, the issue then is, okay, well, what about, if I'm below a half a day? So my rule is, when I'm flying a job, if I get there, the weather is good, and I've started flying, because of how I fly, unless I'm trying to get sunset, I can typically get everything I need within like 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like I'm on a production and it's a whole set and they got to time everything, which I hate that crap anyway. So it's why I really don't do a lot of big production stuff anymore. I just don't have the ego mindset for it. And I hate the hurry up and wait. Like, in the time that someone told me to wait from a PA, I could have shot the whole show. I could have shot all the aerials for the whole show. So anyway. Yeah.
Of course, they're mixing you into a lot of other production-related activities.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I kind of covered it.
I think so.
I mean, like, you know, when you're more than a couple days out, it's easy to break. If you're flying, you know, and it's a half day, you've already flown, you should be okay. If you are in a contract where you have to fly absolutely all day long and they cancel half the day, I think it's important for you to come up with some sort of fee that justifies going back another day, covering the travel expenses therein.
Right.
I mean, this is why you guys should be really thinking through your contracts.
Exactly.
So I think it's also why we waited such a long time to put out a general contract, because there are a lot of provisions that are necessary to take into account.
Yeah, so I guess what I would conclude with is that if you feel comfortable with including some sort of weather delay or weather cancellation cost in your contract, then go for it. I mean, if it's reasonable, I don't think it's going to kill the deal for you. But again, it's just a matter of making sure that is understood up front. Because I would imagine the clients that you're going to be working with, they're going to read these things. At least I hope so. Or I don't know, maybe you hope not. But anyways, I think they're going to. If you cover yourself, it's all understood, then I think it's going to flow through just fine, no matter what kind of cancellation you have.
Yeah, I agree. I think you wrapped it up well. And I think also your business perspective really adds a lot of value, Rob.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. On that bombshell of compassion, that is going to do it for us today here on this very loving day here at Drone U. Thanks again for watching and listening. This is Ask Drone U. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
Bye-bye.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity. for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.